and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Better judgment, the Average Network has decided it's time for yet another in the continuing adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. This episode, The Call of the Batcave 2.
Well, gentlemen, that's my plan. Once we've done for Saddam, we shall concentrate our efforts on Kim Jong-il. With a bit of luck, we should be able to goad him into doing something foolish. The world has forgotten what a good nuclear bombing can accomplish.
We'll show him, won't we, Chief?
Yes, my boy. And once the world realizes that we're crazy enough to do it, we'll be able to expand the American Empire to any place that has resources that we might require. Then my rule shall be absolute. If my boss says it's all right, at least.
Count Cheney, I know I ain't really the big cheese or nothing. I'm only an underling.
Your wife Laura taught you that word, didn't she, George?
Yes, sir, she done.
Did, Mr. President?
Yeah, she done did, sir. But what I want to know is this.
Careful what you ask for, Mr. President.
Quiet, Ashcroft. Let him do it on his own. Yes, George?
Well, if I'm the president and you're my boss, then who's your boss?
Ah, I see. It took you 3 years, but you finally began to wonder, eh? Would you like to meet him, George?
No, Master. Not that. He isn't worthy, Master.
Now, Rumsfeld. Listen here, Count Cheney. What you're proposing ain't right. This boy ain't wrapped tight nohow. You do this to him, he ain't never gonna be the same, by gobs.
Advice from a puritanical, demented old gun-toting windbag? Why don't you go dress up some more naked statues?
I aim to, but not till I'm sure you ain't gonna fry George's brain with no cheap stunts. Don't you pay no never mind, George.
You talking to me? I weren't listening.
If you're so concerned, Mr. Ashcroft, perhaps you should prepare to clap your hands over his eyes. Protect him against the mightiest evil force in the universe. Rumsfeld, bring me the sacred hat box.
Yes, Master. Here, Master. I'm loyal to you, Master.
Yes, yes, Donald, I know. Stop fawning. Here, have a mouse.
Thank you, Master.
Well, George, within the confines of this sacred hatbox lies your answer. Are you certain?
Let's just get this over with. I got to pose for pictures with a bunch of guys from Palmdale what builds nuclears for us.
Then, behold!
The head of Henry Kissinger?
Hello, George. You are looking not awe-stricken.
You got Henry Kissinger's head in a hat box?
It fit very nicely.
There's a very nice faucet plush lining and a 40-gig PC. It's a box top.
Man, that's weird. Ain't you scared, George?
A him?
Well, I sure as hell am. Henry, I wish to have the power to clap you in irons right now, by gobs. I wish you had some hands to clap.
Quiet, Ashcroft, you are dimwit.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. But you still ain't nice.
It isn't in my job description. Do you have a question, George?
How come your head's in a hat box?
Originally, I was going to have my head grafted to Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he's getting on in years. It's a shame we grew him just for that purpose. Until I find another suitable vehicle, I can run the world from here with my computer.
You ain't thinking about using me, are you?
Hardly. I am still disappointed in Schwarzenegger.
Yes, we grew Arnold for you with great care, but that wife of his, Shriver, keeps feeding him healthy food and he drives carefully. Well, there's a nice young gymnast in Wunkahunky, Pennsylvania we're watching.
I found this one for you, Master.
You're a good boy, Rumsfeld. We're giving you some nice Iraqi kernels to play with.
Don, you're kind of creepy.
George, pay attention or I'll have your brain scoured and replaced with real peanuts.
Oh, dang.
We have to destroy Syria and Iran.
How come?
Well, it isn't any of your business, but if I don't tell, this sketch doesn't time correctly. If we control Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we control oil shipments from the former Soviet stands. Then when your brother is president, we take over Georgia and Uzbekistan and Baluchistan, and then the oil is ours. We undermine China, then we control all the really interesting places in the world. I'm almost afraid to ask, do you have any questions?
How come we doing all this?
It is written in the New Republican Bible, edited by Bill Kristol, Bill Bennett, and Bob Novak. The Book of Nixon, Chapter 2, Verse 8. The U.S. will rule the world. I've unleashed Wolfowitz, Cheney here, Pearl, Rove, and Donald here. Soon will come my greatest creation.
What's that?
Show him, Richard.
Are you sure, sir?
If he loses his mind, we have others lying around.
Prepare, Mr. President. Behold!
Dang! By gobs!
Ah!
What's so new about that?
Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm back. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm back. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm back.
Turn it off, Dick.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I'm back.
It doesn't work right yet, but we have a few years yet to work things out. Only the head is Nixon's. The feet were Lyndon Johnson's. The arms were Teddy Roosevelt. The gall was Dan Quayle's. The vapidity was Reagan's.
Think of it. A president who never notices anything and is afraid of everybody to the point of extreme violence. Absolute political paranoia with no regard for criticism. It's the perfect political combination.
Coupled with Nixon's certainty that he's right about everything, it's an unbeatable combo. And he won't wear out. He'll be 56 and frustrated indefinitely.
He ain't held together too tight.
Neither was the original.
It just makes it easier to exchange worn parts.
Suit don't fit worth a damn. It looks kind of stiff.
It's traditional with this sort of thing. I understand the Boris Karloff look is coming back. Do you get the point, Mr. President?
Nope.
If you obey us and cooperate, you will prosper greatly. If not, either ending up like this or like Rumsfeld here.
You get to blow things up. Old Europeans and the like.
I don't understand none of this.
You'd like to be rich and respected, wouldn't you, George?
I guess so, yeah.
Then just do what we tell you.
Why would I anyway? Ma always said I got no imagination. Sort of like Dad.
Yes, more than you can imagine, George.
Now, we want you to prepare everyone for a future invasion of Cuba.
Now you're talking. I've had me a rope all set for Fidel for years.
Forget it, Ashcroft. We've already made a deal with Castro. He escapes with his stored-up cigar money and becomes permanent master of ceremonies at the Cannes Film Festival.
I thought we hated Castro.
We do, officially. Privately, we support much worse than Fidel. He's been a wonderful scapegoat.
I get little alien, don't I, Master?
Quiet, Rumsfeld.
Oh, man, I didn't need to hear that.
Yes, you did. It's a cruel world, George.
Next time on The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush.
Well, I don't understand none of this, neither.
Either, George.
You don't get it neither? Dang, we's in for it now.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush are an Average Network production, produced, directed, and written by the Average Network, and featuring an all-star lineup of celebrity impersonators, including but not limited to Richard Burbage, David Garrick, Sir Herbert Beerbohm Tree, and Eleanor Aduza. Stay tuned.